Exciting stuff. Sunset Sounds live at Roche Estates Saturday, March 27. Tickets go on sale today. We've been telling you all last week who the lineup is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Russell Morris, Thirsty Merc, Richard Clapton, Bachelor Girl, Black Sorrows. The list is endless. Knowlesy's even rocking up.
And if let's talk royalty now.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
We're talking the king, Daryl Braithwaite, and he's with us now. G'day, Daryl.
Good morning. Yes, it's going to be really interesting because a lot of us haven't played since March.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask Daryl, what has Daryl Braithwaite been doing since March?
Well, hibernating in Melbourne and just thinking, looking ahead, thinking, oh, no, July will be fine. No, won't. August will be fine. September, October. But no, just like everyone else in Victoria and Australia, I guess, just biding my time and trying to write songs and stay indoors.
But you guys copped it more than the rest of us, Daryl. So how did you find you coped through, you know, being told what to do, being told you can't leave your house?
Well, I guess I didn't mind that, complying with what Daniel Andrews required. I thought, okay, that's easy enough to do, wear a mask, stay home and, only essential things. But after a while, no matter what you do or where you're from, it starts to take an effect on you, I think. It's demoralising a little bit. But over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think Victorians have become a little bit more expressive. And obviously, they've got... they can drive now and do a lot of things that they couldn't do.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the only upside for you, Daryl, I guess, is that if you did go out to get essentials, when that mad fan come running at you, you did actually have to go, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hands up.
Yeah. Keep your distance.
That's it. And well, I did have one person say, oh, mate, yeah, even recognise you with your mask on.
Hey, we believe we've caught you camping this morning. What kind of camping do you do? Do you rough it or is it a bit glamping?
No. It's just a single person tent. It takes maybe about a minute to set up and you just pull into a camping ground somewhere where I'm up near Lake's Entrance at the moment, and you just throw it down, and then you pull out the Bunsen burner and get that going. And I just like the outdoors, I think, and I've always liked camping, so and just on my own.
Oh my god!
I think it's because I've been watching, and I'm sure the people up there in Newcastle will know of a program called Alone.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't, but you watch that, and out camping is. It pales in significance.
Yeah.
compared to what they do, let me tell you.
That's really interesting to think that Daryl Braithwaite pulls out a little tent and a Bunsen burner. Do you take a guitar and entertain the rest of the campers?
No.
Yeah, but come on, Daryl. Come on. Nah. There must be a moment when you're in the share showers and the thong's on. They go... g'day, Daryl.
Oh, I knew I'd forgotten something, the thongs.
Oh, no. Mate, now you're going to bring your tinny into Newcastle.
It'll be fine. It'll come good.
Okay. All right. Make sure you give them a clean and some green before you get into state.
Oh, look, we can't wait for live music, as I'm sure you can't wait to get out there and play.
It'll be, I have given it some thought over the last maybe month or 2 months of what it's going to be like to actually go on that stage and go, hello.
Yeah.
Even that, it's just like, wow. And the people as well, I'm sure, because we've all been through a lot, and I think it'll be a joyous occasion underneath the whole, besides the music, it'll just be that feeling of how good is this to get out.
You know what I would love, Daryl? I would love for us all to be sitting there watching, and then they go, and here he is, everyone, Daryl Braithwaite, and are you actually just in front of the stage in your tent? And you just get out, have a bit of a yawn, and then go on stage.
Leave it with me. I reckon Shannon Knoll would be into that.
Yeah, there you go.
100%.
Two-man tent, out they come.
Obviously we're going to hear some faves, but love songs as well. First released since 2017.
No, that's I'm looking forward to playing that, because it's have been playing it late last year and then put it out as a single, all that, but and it got airplay, so it'll be interesting to see the reaction to it. And we've got a couple of other songs to do as well, so you know, we'll I don't know how long we're going to get to play, because there's so many acts on the bill.
That, you know what they like, Daryl? Go out and do horses and get off.
Yeah, that's it. We've only got one song.
Mate, looking forward to it,
we
Daryl.
We can't wait.
Well, thank you very much. And sorry about the late pickup on this. I, the phone.
Oh, good.
He couldn't find the zip in his tent.
Yeah. Look, go out, get your tickets. They're on sale this morning, live at Roche Estate. It's Sunset Sounds, March 27 next year. Daryl, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
There's Daryl Braithwaite. With Tenure and Steve, we have been trying to get onto him all morning, because but he has camping. Literally been camping.
That's great.
That just blows my mind. I don't know why. We just picture our celebrity heroes, you know, with cast of minions that do everything for them.
Yeah.
So the fact that he lights a Bunsen burner and sleeps in a one-man tent, I love that.
I think you might find it involves a few divorces.
It's Tenure and Steve. This is Triple M.